Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day 23 of Jonah. Today's title is Misplaced Priorities. Colin S. Smith said, "Lord, make me less like Jonah and more like Jesus. Save me from being the kind of person who cares more about my comfort, reputation, and success than I do about the people you are calling me to serve. Help me to keep all of my dreams on your altar and be ready at all times to respond with faith and obedience to your call." Our text today is Jonah 4, verse 3. "Just kill me now, Lord. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen." God's power is displayed in several different ways throughout the book of Jonah. In chapter 3 of Jonah, we see God's power to redeem the entire city of Nineveh. Here in chapter 4, we behold God's power to refine the prophet Jonah and redirect his misplaced priorities. Our God is incredibly powerful and extremely relational. He cares about the attitude and thoughts of each heart. Jonah 4:3 reveals the extent of Jonah's problem. His bitterness towards God has led him into a deep depression and a heart filled with anger. It was Jonathan Edwards who once preached the famous sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God." Howard Hendricks plays off that sermon title and describes our text today with these words, "We find God in the hands of an angry sinner." Jonah asks God to take his life and states that he would rather be dead than see Nineveh saved. He tells God that this is why he fled to Tarshish, because he is trying to avoid this outcome. John G. Butler shares these thoughts. God did not answer Jonah's request, and Jonah can be ever so glad. We complain often that God does not answer our prayers, but if we examine the character of our prayers, we would stop complaining and start thanking God for ignoring some of our prayers. Many of our prayers are not made in a good spirit, but are made when we are upset with God. Such prayers are most unwise and foolish, and if they are answered, they would bring great loss to us and great dishonor to God. So God, in grace, does not answer all of our prayers. It is ironic that while Jonah was complaining about the display of God's grace was at that very moment working on his behalf. How marvelous is God's grace! When we complain about God giving grace to others, we forget about the grace we need for our salvation. God has to remind us that salvation is not a goal we achieve. It's a gift we receive. We did nothing to deserve or earn our salvation. God, in His grace, gave us the gift of salvation through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. The grace we need for our own salvation is the same grace God extends so others can be saved. Anytime we get angry at people for being saved, we can be sure that our priorities are completely out of line. Jonah's own words show the misplaced priorities in his heart. He is more interested in his nation's interests than he is in souls. This is not the only time a prophet of God has wanted to die after he saw God's power at work. Elijah witnessed God send fire down from heaven and consume an altar. Then, when Jezebel threatened to kill him, Elijah threw himself a pity party. See 1 Kings 19:2. Elijah wanted to die because he thought he was a failure. Here in Jonah 4:3, Jonah wants to die because of his success. He preached the greatest revival in history, and he's upset that people received salvation. It's strange how quickly our priorities can be misdirected through our own selfishness. There's a small phrase found in Ephesians 6:6 that exposes Jonah's problem. Paul writes these words to the believers in Ephesus. Ephesians 6:5-6 reads, "Bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, knowing the will of God from the heart. Notice that as servants of Christ, we are to do the will of God from the heart. That was Jonah's problem. He did not want to follow God's will in his heart. Jonah's heart was not where it should have been. If it had been, Jonah would have realized that God's heart is deeply connected to the salvation of lost souls. The closer you get to God in your heart, the more you will want to reach lost people for Jesus Christ. Consider these questions today. How quickly can your priorities get out of place? How does selfishness lead to misplaced priorities? Commentators tell us that Jonah hated the Assyrians and all that they stood for because of the cruelty they had inflicted on Israel in attempting to conquer it. How did Jonah's hatred and past prejudices play into his misunderstanding of God's grace? How do the following two scriptures reveal the desire of God's heart? How should these verses impact your heart as a follower of Jesus Christ? 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 4 reads, "This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." 2 Peter 3:9 reads, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." Join me in prayer. Lord, please help us see others the way that you see them. Please help us hunger for lost souls to come to you so that we can be agents of your grace in your kingdom. In Christ's name, amen.